You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations nuclear chief has warned Europe's largest nuclear plant, located in Ukraine, is completely out of control. Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says shelling around the plant has caused reasons for concern.
Zaporizhia is completely out of control. There are some contacts, they are faulty, they are patchy, they are not what you would expect and need to have.
Mr. Grossi says since taking control of the plant, Russian forces haven't respected guidelines by the International Atomic Energy Agency. He says the physical integrity of the plant is compromised.
The physical integrity of the place has not been respected. There was shelling at the beginning of the war. And we hear quite regularly information, and we receive information about projectiles overflowing or falling on the place, or drones or things like that, which are, of course, compromising the physical integrity.
Mr. Grossi appealed to Russian and Ukrainian forces to let agency officials inspect the plant to ensure Europe's nuclear safety.
What we need is the cooperation of the Russian occupiers, and we need the cooperation of Ukraine, because what I want to do is to go to their nuclear power plant. So what I'm pleading is for a practical approach to this. What's at stake is the nuclear safety and security of the biggest nuclear power plant in the European continent.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has spoken in New York following the release of a report on the global impact of the war in Ukraine. With surging fuel prices, Mr. Guterres urged countries to conserve energy and invest in renewable fuel sources.
But the war is also having a huge and multidimensional impact far beyond Ukraine through a threefold crisis of access to food, energy and finance. Household budgets everywhere are feeling the pinch from high food, transport and energy prices, fueled by climate breakdown and war. This threatens a starvation crisis for the poorest households and severe cutbacks for those on average incomes.
Mr. Guterres also condemned gas companies for profiting during these times and called on governments to impose more corporate taxes.
It is immoral for oil and gas companies to be making record profits from this energy crisis on the back of the poorest people and communities, and at a massive cost to the climate. The combined profits of the largest energy companies in the first quarter of this year are close to $100 billion. I urge all governments to tax these excessive profits and use the funds to support the most vulnerable people through these difficult times.
Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Ukraine's ambassador has called for the reopening of a criminal investigation into a Syrian ship containing what Ukraine claims is stolen grain. Ihor Ostash, Ukraine's ambassador to Lebanon, called on Lebanon to block the Syrian ship.
As you know, General Prosecutor already closed the criminal case. Based on some research and investigation, but today we have much more documents, much more proofs, much more evidences, and we already sent to the Prosecutor General official request to reopen, renew this criminal case. It's very important to understand.
Comes as the first ship carrying authorized Ukrainian grain export arrived in Turkey.
Dear friends, Ukrainian cargo, Razoni, which was loaded with 26,000 of corn, is going from Odessa to seaport of Tripoli. In a legal way, non-stolen, original Ukrainian grains.
The ship, Razoni, will be inspected by Russian and Ukrainian officials before setting sail for Lebanon. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.